My dear brothers and sisters, God is the master of the universe and of all creation. He predestines and arranges everything to happen according to His will and in an order according to His plan. From the greatest of heavens in world history to the smallest events in our daily lives. As Jesus Christ has it, even all the hairs in your head have been counted. Indeed, nothing happens here on earth without God's knowing or without God's allowing it to happen. As we read in the prophet Jeremiah today, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as prophets to all nations. And you must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, because I am always with you and rescue you." Indeed, from all eternity, God had chosen St. John the Baptist to be the forerunner of Christ, the world's Savior. John Baptist was to be born of parents who were both advanced in age, that is, too old to have a child. John Baptist must come from a mother who was barren, that is, unable to conceive. But as we know, God works is wonderful, and there is nothing is impossible with God. So today, He sent His angel to Zechariah, and the angel came to him and said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And many will rejoice at his birth, and he will become great in the sight of the Lord." John Baptist was born exactly six months before the birth of Christ, Christmas. His nativity not only brought surprise to his family, but also brought great joy to the whole world, because he was a signal that the world Savior was coming soon. He became the one who paved the way for the Lord to come, calling all people to repentance and to conversion to the Lord. He was also called John the Baptist because he baptized all those who came to him at the Jordan River, including Christ himself. And finally, he was unjustly beheaded to foretell the death of Christ on the cross. So John the Baptist has fulfilled the mission entrusted to him by God. My dear brothers and sisters, none of us was born anonymous or nameless, but rather we are all born with a special mission, with a unique task, a unique vocation, that we alone can do it, and no one else can do it for us. For example, you see in the clock or the watch, there are so many wheels of different sizes. Some are big wheels, some are of medium size, others are very tiny. Yet each wheel has its specific function, and other wheels cannot take place or replace it. So all the wheels are equally important for the functioning of the clock as a whole. And in similar way, in the providence of God, we are all born with a special position, special mission in life. Some are presidents, ministers, or kings, or bishops, or doctors. Others are mechanics, farmers, or businessmen. And still others are housewives, housemaids, or nurses. Of course, the Pope or the Bishop cannot do the job of the housewife, and vice versa. And of course, the maid cannot do the job of the president. But each one of us is best fit for his or her special job, a special vocation that God has committed to us. And that is why St. Paul says in his second letter to Corinthians, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. Or the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. But all the parts of the body, especially those who are, which are less presentable, are the most important. And sometimes which are weaker are even more respectable. So we are equal important in the sight and the plan of God. There is a story that goes this way. A tiger escaped from the zoo, and after a week, it was captured and taken back to the zoo. And so his tiger friend asked him, how could you manage to live without food for the whole week? And he said, you know, first I ran into the city, and then I hid myself under the stairs of the city hall. And the first day, I picked up the city mayor, and nobody noticed that. The next day, I got the vice city mayor, and everything went on smoothly, normally. But you know, the last day, I make a big mistake. You know what? I ate a female worker, and for that, I was discovered, recaptured, and brought it back here with you. So, my dear brothers and sisters, you don't need to have inferiority complex or be ashamed of our low position in life. What is important is not that we have high position in society, but that we fulfill our task, our responsibility the best we could. So may St. John the Baptist help us to accomplish the special task that God has committed to us, and we try to do it at our best.